Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
I know my name is written there. Amen. That's good, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah.
The drunk on the street, a rich in the palaces, the up
I know who the Lord is. sharing an observation with an audience. He was a comedian. But during the sharing of his observation, he says something of the effect. He said, "These Christians, they amaze me. They go to church and they get up and sing about Jesus. And they act like it's the first time they've ever heard about the story. They smile and wave their hands and laugh." He said they've sung it 1,000 times, but yet they act like it's the first time they ever heard about Jesus. If you don't understand, if you don't understand why we're smiling and laughing and shouting like it may have been the first time we've heard about him, it's because he's real. He's real. This morning you may be here and you don't know the Lord as your Savior. I want to say to you that he's real. I know he's real because he lives inside of me. He's active. Do you understand me? The reason you see the smiles on the faces of Christians is because he's active. You're seeing proof that there's a God. When a lady stands up in the back of the church and through her tears is laughing, not at but through a horrific event of losing a child, that's proof there's a God. Two nights, or yesterday morning, technically, Lisa and I were standing in the room at hospice when Tommy Murphy slipped out and went to heaven. And I guess some would fall apart and say, "Oh, Lord, I'm not going to see my husband again." But you know what Miss Linda said when her husband slipped out and went on home? She raised her hand to heaven and she said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Hey, folks, you've never seen a lost person without Christ do that. Just more evidence that there's Jesus in our hearts. That we can stand and testify during horrific and horrible situations in our life. I want to say that's just proof that there's a God. We hadn't lost our minds, we've just changed our minds. We've renewed them to the things of heaven. I don't want to be disrespectful. Brother Danny, this is better than seeing Georgia get whipped last night, isn't it? Amen. But proof that there's a God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have, lost person, seen evidence of his existence through his people this morning. I want to give an invitation to those that might not know the Lord as their Savior, but also an invitation to Christians that might be struggling, may have a need in your life, may have some desires that you believe are godly desires. While we stand with every head bowed, every eye closed, we're going to have the invitation as they sing. The altar's open. The altar's open, Christians. Whatever's on your heart, whatever's deep-seated, whatever's heavy on your mind, come lay it on the altar this morning. Would you do that as they sing? Come on, Christians. You know what's on your heart. You know what you're burdened about.
How can I express?
You know that.